robotic submarines scour the Mediterranean for severed internet cables. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Millions of people in the Middle East and India are dealing with slower than normal internet connections this week. That's because three separate undersea internet cables were severed last Friday in the waters of the Mediterranean. France Telecom Marine has deployed five small submarines to find the cables and bring them to the surface. The cables are less than an inch in diameter. No one is certain how they were cut. This is the second time this year the region has been hit with internet service disruptions as a result of severed undersea cables. Alan Malden is director of research at Telegeography, a telecommunications research and consulting firm.
The boats that have gone out to repair the cables have indeed reached where the cables are severed, and so they are sending down some robots that will then be picking up the pieces of the cables on and bringing them on board the ships to then begin the work of having them fused back together.
Two of the cables that were cut were severed earlier back in January, and these things seem to come in bunches. Several cables are cut at once. Is there any reason to suspect some sort of conspiracy here?
Absolutely not. I think that there's been some reports there is some seismic activity in the area, which wouldn't be surprising. Earthquakes are actually a very common cause of undersea cable faults, as well as undersea landslides, as well as anchors and fishermen nets and trawlers. So the odds are definitely very high. This is indeed a complete accident.
Seems like seismic activity is probably the best early explanation, because these cables were cut, but they don't sit right next to each other on the ocean floor. They're apart from each other, so it would take a pretty big event.
Right. I think that does seem to be the pattern here with these three damaged at once. It reminds you of the December 2006 earthquake between Taiwan and Philippines, where seven cables were damaged at the same time.
These ships that are on sea now, what do they have to do to get these things working again?
The ships have to do first is actually find where the cables are. Once the cables are laid, they might shift below the ocean, and once the cables, if they have indeed broken into two different segments, could have then moved several hundred kilometers away. So you have to find the broken ends first. Then you have to haul the pieces up on board the deck of a ship and then assess what type of repairs need to be made.
And essentially then they just put the cables back together somehow? They just fuse them back together, or how does that work?
That's right. Yeah, they are then spliced back together again. If it's just a straight splitting of the cables, it could be that there is some damage to the repeaters or other components that would have to be replaced in the cable as well.
Alan Malden is director of research at Telegeography, a telecommunications research and consulting firm. It's expected to take at least until the end of the week to complete repairs on the severed cables. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.